We're here at the beautiful university, and as I was walking to the hospital setting, we noticed some beautiful pictures of the doctors who are doing operations. But in the background was the picture of Jesus, peace be upon him. And they were just so beautiful because it showed a very spiritual element of Loma Linda and its focus and belief. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Well, anyone who knows European history will know that it was the Christian motivation centuries ago that led to the establishing of hospitals and caring for the sick and the needy people. Yes, and so many universities and hospitals in this country had a Christian beginning. But Loma Linda University is special in that it has stuck very strongly and with conviction to the goals which it set. And the goals were simply to continue the ministry of Jesus here, right here in California. That includes teaching and healing. And we place strong emphasis on healing because here in this university, there is a very fine medical school in which I'm a professor. And the motto of this place is very simple, to make men whole. Whole means integrated, means with all your parts brought together. And that means not just physical well-being, but emotional well-being, intellectual well-being, social well-being, and spiritual well-being, so that we are not complete, we are not whole, unless we know and practice the worship of God. That's why we're here.
Thank you, Doctor. And also, speaking of whole and spirituality is something that we think that the world definitely needs more of. We see that in Loma Linda, there is this... First, I should ask you, what types of students are interested in coming to Loma Linda? Are they from a spiritual background? Are they atheists? Are they believers, non-believers? What is your experience?
The student body at Loma Linda University is extremely mixed, both in culture and religion and national background. It's a very international place because especially people who have a Seventh-day Adventist background look upon Loma Linda as a kind of the ultimate place to get your higher education. And we welcome them. They are usually very moral, very trustworthy, good-hearted people. And we feel privileged to educate them and send them back to their countries where they can have a good influence in lifting the standard of their cultures. You understand?
Yes.
Yes. Answering on the faculty here, there's a mixture again, even on the teachers. However, the professors and teachers here at Loma Linda University are chosen especially with attention to whether or not the professor will be willing to safeguard and uphold the principles upon which Loma Linda University was founded.
Yes.
That is, worshiping God and making men whole.
Yes, that is wonderful. To expand on the attendance here and also with the faculty, I wanted to ask you what your experience was with Muslim students coming to the university or even in the faculty. Do you guys have a lot of Muslim students, a few? Can you explain that?
We have quite a lot of Muslim students, but they are still a minority. However, because the Seventh-day Adventist Church has been active in countries all around the world, certainly in Indonesia and in the Middle East, in Lebanon, in Iraq, in Jordan, in Egypt. These places all have got to know that Loma Linda is a reliable place to get a good education, where you will not, your young people will not be facing professors who don't believe in God. Professors here do believe in God, and they respect the religious principles that students bring with them when they come here. Yes. And you see, some of our students have been from Saudi Arabia. I myself have contributed to that because many years ago, I took care of the king of Saudi Arabia, and I gave anesthetics to three of his queens. So I got to know some important people in Saudi Arabia. And so doctors and nurses from Loma Linda University did the first heart surgery ever done in Saudi Arabia. Hey, I'm just telling you that that's why Seventh-day Adventist Christians have a brotherly feeling towards people in many different countries, and we welcome them here as students, and we feel that there is a brotherhood between all mankind.
Thank you, Doctor. We've certainly experienced that ourselves being here. You know, your team has been very gracious, very kind, very polite, very attentive to our needs, and for sitting down with us and talking with us. We're inside this beautiful church, and can you explain a little bit about, maybe a little history about it, and also explain what's going on here, and maybe the setup on this side as well, and we can probably turn the camera at that point.
Yes, this is the university church right in the heart of the university campus. It seats about 2,500 people when it's full, and it's full every Saturday morning because that is the day on which Adventist Christians choose to worship, on the seventh day, because we have a strong belief in creation, and that by worshiping on, after 6 days of creation, worshiping on the seventh day, that is a respect for the Creator. Yes. And that's why you'll find every seat here full on Saturday mornings.
Wonderful.
Yes. Now, if you come here on this coming Saturday, you won't find all this stuff on the platform, because there's a special event going on right now, and that is Vacation Bible School. And that's when, because it's summertime and schools are out, but there are several hundred of our children coming every day to have a good time learning how to pray, learning the stories that we read in the Bible, and learning what is good and what is not good, how to behave themselves, and how to worship God.
Yes.
But worshiping God should not be a very miserable experience. We should find joy. We should be happy for the privilege of worshiping God. And that's what we try to teach the children. That's why the platform here in the church,
yes,
has, it's a happy decoration to make the children feel as if, yes, this is their place just now.
Yes.
But next Saturday, it won't be quite like this.